Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good evening. Tonight is Sunday, February 18th, 2018. Welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here live from Western Montana. You can join us in our chat room on onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. The show tonight, of course, is an open caller line. If you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443, and the phone lines are open. And I'll start today's show out with some news from here in Montana. In my area, we've had nearly a foot of new snow here drop overnight, and it's nice as it muffles any sounds in the area in my rural community here, except, of course, the snowplows when they finally make it through here. They sure make a grindy noise, I'll tell you. Anyway, I may have a caller here at 6:30 Montana time, 7:30 in Texas there, of Troy Keachley. I believe that's how you pronounce his name, but I'll wait to see if he calls in here. But he trains sheriff canine dogs, and I'd like to give him a chance to talk about his new book if he does call in. So, anyway, that again is after 6:30 there, because it gives us more time here between all the breaks and commercials and stuff like that. We have to endure, as Alfred Hitchcock would say when he would do one of his shows. But And of course, on to some other news here in Montana. Our state health department tweaked its medical marijuana program, hurrah, hurrah, for the testing fees in other areas before releasing its final draft. And these new rules are to take effect in April. And like I said, this includes a lot of fees for such providers, which are actually going to be lower. So Montana is still making more progress on the use of medical marijuana for one of those OG Kush moments, or these pineapple days. Yellowstone Park today was quite active with more earthquakes. At least 22 of them have all been between the 2 and 3.0 magnitude. Generally located in the same area near Gardner, about 40-some miles from there, northwest, south of there, and all about the same depth of 8 to 10 miles. But it's always interesting to see what Yellowstone is doing. And hello to Murr in the group, Justin, and Granny, of course. Anyway, I'm sure you've all heard about Russia, and more Russia, in reference to the alleged voting interference in U.S. elections. Yet for those in the know, this is being used to demonize President Trump and the countless millions of dollars spent on what is known as Russiagate. Oddly spurred on by the holdovers of the failed presidency of Barack Obama, my cousin, and Hillary, who should be behind bars, This diversion here is, I mean, if Americans only knew, it's like I say, you know, countless millions of dollars on this Russiagate thing, and they're still pushing this Russia. But when you think of the millions in this country that have gone homeless, are hungry, and we have armed citizens trying to thwart in Texas and other areas, those where they have passed laws trying to make it illegal to feed the homeless. And, of course, a lot of this now is the tit-for-tat that we see from the Democratic Party of trying to get the illegal immigrants into the United States who will, a few hundred thousand that they call into this DACA, I believe they call it, four-letter words. But anyway, They would put the interest of those ahead of the 320 million Americans that are here legally, as well as its own citizens. But anyway, the final agenda is, of course, to make these illegal immigrants voters. And that's why we see states like California and stuff legalizing the voting. And we see prisons that are now dropping felony conviction stuff so people can get to the point of elections. And I actually think that's kind of like a failed sign here, because more and more Americans are dropping out of the voting because they realize that nothing ever changes. And so when you have an influx of immigrants, of course, I made that comment on Twitter the other night there that my dog was a Democrat, because as long as I keep giving him handouts and bathing him and doing every else I could, he will remain loyal to me. But he is a worker, of course. But Milo, of course, as you know, has been sick for a while there, and I'm not sure if he's getting any better, but there'll be more news about that here when it comes to dogs and stuff. But sad news for those that have dogs and who feed them. But anyway, the problem that we see now is the political form that we see in Washington's District of Criminals. And of course, they've been selling this country out for Israel and other their corporate idiots. And of course, to make everything look appeasing to us, it's kind of like watching the Titanic going down, and the politicians are reminding us that swimming is free, of course, because the pool is still full. And this is on top of the countless billions of dollars used to overthrow the democratic election or government over there in Ukraine, where today Poroshenko is hated in Kiev as well. He only has a 3% approval rating. But as I keep mentioning here, all these billions for these illegal overthrows of governments, the millions on these FBI investigations, they could have done something to feed or home the Americans in this country, especially as we see here in wintertime. And I mentioned, I think last week when I was in town in Missoula, I saw an elderly man, kind of bearded and stuff. He looked like he might have been in his late 60s or so, but he was laying there off of Broadway Street on a bunch of plastic bag type things, kind of like puffy. So I'm not sure how many bags he had stuffed in there, but laying there as it was snowing last week. And that is the demise of our country, where we see the infrastructure collapsing, it's society collapsing, and people just don't seem to care. But or they're too distracted, I guess I should say. But anyway, Trump, you know, has been trying to counter that his proposed wall costing tens of billions of dollars, again, taking more money from the mouths of Americans who have paid in. And of course, this is through what they call entitlement cuts and everything to those recipients of Social Security and disability. They keep wanting to take from people that have paid into this system for years to just give them to someone else. And of course, now we have the wall. And, of course, with that billions of dollars that's proposed for that, we see 95 million Americans roughly in that area are sustainably out of work, meaning that they're living at homes with their parents and stuff, their part-time jobs. And, of course, Israel is getting the contracts to build these walls. You can look that up on Activist Post and other areas there. Some places call it an apartheid wall. But anyway, instead of making America great again, it's going back to a foreign country to enrich them. Anyway, this constant rush is involved in the U.S. elections, whereas the CIA openly says that and this is this former CIA chief admits meddling in foreign elections for their own good. In fact, as the IB Times brought out, it's been in 81 nations or countries, and this former chief, James Woolsey, who looks more like Yoda from Star Wars, he appeared on Fox News to push the narrative of how dastardly Dem Ruskies are in meddling with the sacred soul of America's democracy. And Wolseley did his part in trying to proclaim all the evils of the expansionist Russia. And, of course, if anyone follows the news, you'll know that Russia's not expanding anywhere. This is just a constant hype, and I usually find that usually you have your trade war sanctions, and then finally comes total war. But anyway, I have a video keyed up here that I'll have Kenneth in the control room there play on James Wolseley about his comments there. So you want to go ahead and play that, Ken?
They've been doing this since the 1920s, 1930s. What's new is that they do it with cyber. But they didn't have much luck disrupting American elections back in the 1930s or 1940s. But they've been doing that to other countries all along. Ian Mihai Pacepa, the head of Romanian intelligence who defected in 79, says that there are more Russians involved in disinformation than there are in their armed forces.
How about the Chinese, Jim? What do they do to try to disrupt things? They're so disrupting far, a lot of things around the world for us.
Yeah,
I know that.
So far, not the same way the Russians do. But the Russians, I don't know, they Photoshop photographs of the Pope to make him look like he's saluting to a German Nazi officer.
You don't think the Chinese are involved in this type of activity? Well, I mean, they have an economy that dwarfs Russia's. They're standing army of 2.3 million people. They're militarizing space, stealing our technology. I mean, I think it's important that we stop this Russian stuff. But every time someone says Russia, 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 I say China.
Oh, well, you should. It's that's right. They are strategically a lot smarter. The Russians basically are like the old fellow who lived next to the Lincolns in their farm when he was a little boy. Lincoln said, the old boy used to say, I don't need much land, just what adjoins mine. That's Russia. I mean, I got some Georgia. Let's take some Ukraine. That's pretty much
what they have. Economy smaller than the size of France. I mean, they don't. I mean, come on. Compared to China, I mean, China's like eating our lunch on so many fronts.
Headed down. And it gives us some leverage. If we can work to get the price of oil down in the 30s, well, 40s even, we will create a very, very unhappy Putin.
But we don't want to push Russia to China, though. That's the last thing we want is a Russo-Sino alliance, correct?
We just want to weaken them because we can deal with them a lot better if they're weak. I was negotiating the Conventional Forces Treaty in Europe in 89 when the Berlin Wall went down. And you've never seen such nice Russians. Let me tell you, all you got to do is destroy their strategy. They're sweethearts.
But isn't Trump doing that with pushing all this domestic energy production? We are soon going to become the largest exporter of energy in the world. Isn't that a weapon against Russian expansionism?
It's good, but it's really mainly about a balance of payments. What matters more is the price. If you can get the price not up there in the 70s and 80s, but down in the 30s and 40s, and you can do it just by letting
We have a glut of energy being produced with fracking and everything else.
Yeah, that helps. But you can also, to get the price down, you can give people an incentive to have two fuels to choose from at the pump, at the filling station. And once you do that, you've got arbitrage that takes the price of oil down into the 30s or 40s. And
lots of different ways to handle that. The Russians care about that a lot. Obama didn't do much in response to this meddling in our election. They knew back in 2014, long before Trump got into the mix, that this was a problem. But what I mean, as far as I could tell, they just allowed that uranium one sale to go through with that CFIUS committee.
Really a bad call.
Yeah. So that helped Russia.
Sure.
So what do we do? How do we stop this in the future? Well, weaken them economically, and then what?
I think what we really want is to get them to start pulling in their horns and coming back out of Georgia, back out of Ukraine. We need to turn them around because they are taking over, even with their military and other inadequacies. They are taking over a lot more of Eurasia than they should, and it gives them heart as they take more and more under their wing.
Have we ever tried to meddle in other countries' elections?
Oh, probably. But it was for the good of the system in order to avoid the communists from taking over. For example, in Europe in 47, 48, 49, the Greeks and the Italians.
We don't do
CIA.
That now, though. We don't mess around other people's elections, Jim.
Only for a very good
cause.
Can
you do that? Do a Vine video on a former CIA director.
Only for a very good cause in the interests of democracy.
All right, thanks for being here. It's always great to see you.
All right. There we have all the doublespeak from James Woosley, of course, CIA, that goes on to talk about how evil Russia is. And I'd like to remind the listeners there, if you hear my dog bark in the background, I'm sorry. But anyway, that today the Russian Federation is 86% Christian, Orthodox Christian, whereas today the United States is 71% Christian of different denominations. And yet we have constantly this bashing of Russians, and yet this is a country that is willing to send its boys to war to kill its own spiritual brethren. They all believe in Christ, and I've talked about this before during the Christmas truce of 1915, where everyone put down their arms and they started reading letters from home. Okay. Oh, he's cute. Kenneth is sharing his dog photos. Anyway, but as Woosley goes on to talk about, you know, well, yeah, they get involved in things like that. But you notice how he comments on the photoshopping of the photos of the priests, the Pope and a crap like that, you know. We have the white helmets, which is featured on Netflix and stuff, about what a great job those guys are doing. And of course, we know that the United States doesn't bomb in certain areas until they get their white helmets out of the way. And of course, we have the constant photoshopping, the same use of these same kids over and over used by the white helmets. And of course, these alleged chemical attacks where no protective gear is used and so on. I mean, it's constant propaganda. And you might recall the economic hitman, John Perkins, who detailed that as he worked for these corporate bankers, that it was to protect what they call national security interests. And it has nothing to do about yours or my security. It's all for these big corporations. And that's because, as I've reminded you before, that the United States is a federal corporation by law. And as you should know, that corporations in their existence, they are there to make sure that those investors make profit. And that's why this mega, Make America Great Again, is where we see jobs allegedly returning to the United States to make these corporations bigger and better, I guess. But the point is, though, is it's always for the corporations and their massive amount of money that they'll make. Meanwhile, unless they do increase wages and stuff, no one can afford those products. So it's of no benefit. And as I mentioned before, every time one of these big corporations gets a tax break, and then they give a few people raises, and then suddenly they're starting to lay off thousands of workers, which means that an apartment is lost, a home is foreclosed on, a car is repossessed, and it does no benefit for the people. Just as much as you hear about the stock market is at its all-time high, then of course it takes a drop and stuff. But many of us today, we're not in the stock market, and all that does is it benefits these big corporations, who in turn, as people sell their shares and stuff, those corporations are buying those shares right back up. And I have these old 1930s Missoulian papers, which highlights that after the banking collapse in the 1920s, that these corporations came in with their big bankers and they started buying up all this farming property to secure it so they could resell it again, of course, at profit and more interest rates. It does nothing to benefit the people. We're all just private civilians, you know, and of course we're all made to pay for their miscalculations is what is known as national debt. Even now, so from the fact that the day of one's birth now, that the child is supposed to be already part of his or her or whatever, you know, sexual agenda they later claim, that they owe over $78,000 each. And this is just as they're born. So it's from the womb to the tomb now that we're saddled with this massive debt. And, of course, they keep refinancing it. They're only paying off the interest, or paying on the interest, never the principal. And so the debt just spirals more and more out of control, and then you see these government shutdowns, and it just never ends. So I have another story here to talk about, so it's kind of lengthy here, so I'll kind of wait before I get into it right after this break here. But Americans should realize that we've been kind of deceived here for quite a while there, and well, it's just like Woosley talking about Russia's advancement in Ukraine and stuff. And anyone can look up under international law what has happened over there in the Ukraine and Crimea. It's all been done by the book. The same thing over in Syria, just like with the United States over there illegally partitioning parts of Syria and Iraq. This is all done under or against international law. And, of course, the only ones that have been invited in there, of course, is Russia and Iran. And, of course, this makes Israel mad. Anyway, we have a break coming up here. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. There was a big story here, as you know, was this Florida shooting here. And it's being used by those, as usual, to go after these assault rifles, as they call them. And of course, a hint, though, is that a rifle is a rifle. The end user is the one who does the assaulting, not the gun. And of course, you never hear of the tens of thousands of those involved in traffic wrecks resulting in all these vehicular homicides and stuff, that the vehicles were called an assault vehicle. They always blame the driver, whether the driver was drunk, on prescription medication, high on drugs, whatever like that, you know. But they always blame the person. But whereas it's been noted before, just like these bombers and stuff, they never blame the bomb. It's when they bomb the person, you know, i.e. Muslim or radical Islam. But it's only when it comes to rifles that they start demonizing it by using these terms like assault rifle. Of course, that's just sparked fear into a person. But anyway, there's more and more of this hard evidence of the FBI's complicity in this. And, of course, that is more from the deep state and these from different terror attacks in these schools. And there are articles from the New York Times, the Activist Post, the Guardian, which all shows that a lot of times the FBI has been involved in these domestic terrorist events. And even I was going to have Ken play another video here, but it was too long. But it's Trey Gowdy talking with in one of their congressional hearings, the fact that he's trying to get the FBI, CIA, and those government alphabet agencies to account for the countless millions of dollars they have paid these informants, and many of them have turned out to be mentally impaired and stuff, to go on and commit these crimes. And there was a I mean, there's been many looking into this this alleged shooting down there from the different Facebook posts. And, of course, the FBI not investigating the shooter. And, of course, now the kid's mental history has been called into question and his ability to be able to purchase an AR-15, as well as his brother now, who's been forcibly admitted to a mental institution. And, of course, this is perhaps to shut his mouth. Perhaps he knew too much. But then there's the son of the FBI agent that was doing these interviews and so on. And another drill was being conducted, and the Secret Service was there, and the list goes on. A real heyday for the gun grabbers. So a lot of this, as you know, is all planned. And as Mike Rivero showed, even with the Boston bombing, that the backpacks that they allege for the Sarnoff brothers there weren't the ones used or shown as evidence there. We have a caller online here, Sherry, down there in Texas. Good evening, Sherry. How are you doing?
Thank you. I've had a busy day, so I haven't had a chance to chime in on this, but I just want to point about two or three things out, and I'm glad I have a chance still. The FBI should be more than fired. Their standing down was responsible for killing these kids. They really should be indicted along with the killer. And we've seen this over and over again. Their standing down has allowed it to take place. And this is a lot more serious than just, you know, whatever excuse they want to give. Now, about the psychotropic drugs, Europe bans some of these drugs. We don't know. Nothing's been said about banning them like Europe does. And the nice thing about that would be that it would put us more in, maybe I'm wrong, but in the same track, because they ban a lot of stuff that we don't ban, and so we get more killings. You know, we can't really compare ourselves to other countries.
Yeah, hey, Sherry, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Without you lying to me, how old are you? You know, I'm, lie about their age.
I don't mind. I'm getting older. I'm starting to go down the other side of the hill now. I mean, I've already retired, and
okay. Well, so the reason I asked that is because you remember in school we all used to take our gun school. We never had these drugs and stuff when we were younger.
That's right.
And if you want to hold over, I'll hold you over here.
Yeah,
and
I have one more
I'll
thing.
Have you come back. Okay, sure. We'll be right back. Okay. lost a thought there. We'll be right back. Radio, when double talk is all you get,
and you wanna. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Odd Frequency here with Keith Rogers here at Western Montana, and we're currently talking with Sherry down there in Texas. Anyway, Sherry, go ahead and finish up the point you were going to make.
Yeah, if it's whenever they start saying it's going to be a mental health issue, there's a problem there, because that means more prescription drugs to dispense, which would exacerbate the problem. Now, more guns to grab, more incidents of ignored or staged killings. So I have it this way. If we're going to solve this problem of violence in our schools, I know there's other contributing factors, but number one, the FBI needs to be locked up. Those responsible for standing down and not doing anything and letting it happen need to be locked up. Number two, ban the drugs that Europe bans. We could just start there so we have something to follow. And number three, we can see where we stand with the guns. You know, but we can't see where we stand with the guns until we do, number one, get the FBI to do their job, and number two, ban the drugs that need to be banned. Anything else, if we don't follow that, it's never going to work. It's just going to be a gun grab.
Yeah, well, Sherry, it's like when people watch TV at night, especially during prime time, and I've brought this up before, you're inundated with all these ads on TV from Big Pharma there where you're supposed to self-diagnose yourself and then ask your doctor.
Yes.
And of course, today with, I don't know if it's this liberal agenda or what, to where kids are so easily offended by everything. As I mentioned before, not trying to reveal your age too much or anything like that, but when we were in school, we didn't have all these drugs to worry about and stuff.
No, we got demerits and things, you know, in Catholic school anyway. You know, you get a two, and that's bad. That's serious, man. You get a two, you know. You
right.
have to, yeah. It's so different.
And the other thing here, with the economy the way it is like that, people, I mean, seriously, they sit around with their Xboxes and stuff all day long, and they have no outside, where they're communicating with people other than through the internet, social media.
Yeah.
And then when they finally get out there on the outside, you can watch video after video on YouTube of people playing these Xbox and stuff where they get up and they start smashing their TV screens, throwing the Xbox out of the window. I mean, this is not the society we had before.
No, and I know one show some years ago before the independents kind of got going, they opened their lines before they were a lot of these shows that used to be like 5 years ago that they had new contracts renewed, new networks came in, ABC, NBC, CBS bought up some of these shows, so they stopped talking about a lot of this stuff. But back in 2012 and 2013, they opened the lines to people who had a family member that was on these sleep things or anything that would be a mood altering drug, and you can't believe that was the saddest show when these parents call in and say, we're afraid our son or daughter is going to kill us. We are actually afraid in our home that we're going to be victims of his violence, and we can't do anything about it. What are we supposed to do? You know, we've committed him. They just put him on drugs. Nothing gets any better. And their lives are just, it's tragic. It's just tragic when you hear families calling in and saying, we're at our wit's end. No one's really wants to help us. They just want to keep the drugs. They just want to keep them on drugs. And if they quit those drugs, they become manic. They become like detonating devices themselves. You know,
yeah.
It's very dangerous to go off of them.
Well, that's the same thing, though. It's like when they give you a list of these drugs there to try on TV, I always do a pun about Viagra like that, because all men would see on that as a four-hour erection. They forget that it comes with heart attacks, strokes, all this stuff like that for side effects, you know. And it's the same thing where you start looking at these mood elevators where it's suicidal thoughts, depression, I mean worsening depression. And then, of course, they'll add another pill to the original one. And again, with the way it is now with corporate America, you always have to go to your doctor because these are not handed out like candy. So there's always the trips to the doctors, the gas to buy, the office visits, the waiting time. And of course, this makes corporations big money, just like Big Pharma. And when you're sitting there in a doctor's office, there's always some Big Pharma rep walking out there with one of his little satchels there. And it's the same thing. Even my doctor here recently just gave me two different names of drugs they want to try for me. And he says they cost more and stuff. And, of course, I got into a conversation with him about SSRIs, and I asked him what his serotonin level was. And he says, well, no one knows that. I says, that's right. I says, so why do they try to screw with people's serotonin levels?
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. There's so much money behind it. And, you know, I heard that the prescription, some of these prescription drugs, they come with written warnings, and I heard that they're going
to
think of just giving the written warning and taking off the verbal warning on these ads.
Right. Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. Mike Rivera was talking about it, and that's just it. I mean, the same thing. These primetime TV shows, Big Pharma and these networks are getting paid millions of dollars to promote these drugs, and of course, it makes it like you have to have it. You know.
And who's going to take them on? Because they're dangerous, you know, these guys.
Well, I mean, see Trump is trying to crack down on Big Pharma.
He's in a good position because look at his son. You know, he was fine. He was fine before he had, all those shots. So
Sherry, I was going to say, have you seen Psychiatry in the Military, The Hidden Enemy? It's on YouTube.
No, I tell you, I don't. I'm not online at all.
Oh.
I have a website, but it's just for friends and family and stuff I've done with my life and just something to, you know, put a little poem on there once in a while to inspire people or whatever. And I do some remote viewing. I find lost items for people, but just friends and family. But it gives me an interest in life, and I love Mike Rivera's show. I love calling in.
Right.
I just can't get the whole thing anymore.
Right.
I just get, like, the last hour, but...
Well, in that video there, it highlights not just the United States, but Germany, Russia, all those guys. They use these psychotropic drugs to build the ultimate soldiers. And, of course, it was highlighted, and this is a government study, by the way. But anyway, they highlighted, like, during Iraq, they gave them these amphetamines in the daytime for the Air Force to go out there and do their bombing campaigns, and then this Advil or whatever it was at night to knock them out so they didn't have to think about what they were doing in the daytime. And, of course, this was all on a war based on total lies. And then, of course, if you research, you'll see the countless billions of dollars that the military today is fed after they come home for their displacement of PTSD,
yeah.
Their other sexual whatever like that that they can't perform anymore because of the post-traumatic stress.
That's right.
And the other issue is now, because of these extended deployments and stuff, the kids are being given Ritalin and stuff to
In the schools, too. They have little dispensers in the schools, I've heard.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do or what. And you know what? The kids that are always sort of out to lunch, I was one of them, and I'd have to rein myself in and put on extra time at home to studying because it was hard for me to focus, and I was like that as a kid. I could focus on building blocks or doing little Legos or something like that and, you know, just spend hours with that stuff. But I couldn't, you know, when it came to listening and paying attention to the teacher and stuff, man, I tell you what, I have a hard time remembering, you know, names and faces and times and places and all that kind of stuff. And they would have put me on Ritalin, and there would have been all that creativity just down the drain, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, just dumb down your mind.
Yeah, we used to play with Erector sets, the metal ones back then.
Yeah,
with little screws
great
and nuts
stuff.
And stuff. Yeah, you know, and it taught us how to be industrious and how to build things. And today everything is pre-built, and you can't service it. And even Mike Rivera was talking about that on his last show there. The fact is I still remember that, like on old TVs, when you used to take the back cover off, there was a schematic on it. And you could sit there and see which tubes or whatever like that you needed replaced.
Cool.
And like Mike Rivera said, you go down to the drugstore, they had a tube tester, and you could check the tubes. And if so, you could buy another one and go home and fix your TV. You know,
yeah.
But nowadays there's no industriousness, and it's just like our movies, though, Sherry. The movies today are just repeats of the same thing. It's more
That's
CGI
right.
scripting
yeah.
and stuff. There is no imagination in this country anymore.
Yeah, I know that's so true. I just have an antenna, and I have it on a tripod, and it's one of these attic antennas, and I tell you, I'm between San Antonio and Austin, and they're a good 70, 80 miles away, but I can get those stations. Now, they've been doing some aggressive spraying today, geoengineering, so it's a little off. It gets a little off if there's all those metal particles out there floating around. Mm-hmm. But I don't even pay for TV. I just get this antenna.
Neither do I have 5 channels out here in rural Montana here from out of Missoula there, but I only watch one, MeTV, because I like the old family shows like Leave It to Beaver and stuff like, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, see, those simple pleasures, I wrote something about that, rural Texas. That's what I like about it. It's the simple pleasures takes me back and warms my heart. It has a way of making memories, you know, and all
right.
the things I remember. When I first came to Texas, it's a good place to be, and simple pleasures are good to have. That's the way to go.
I always pick one from Texas, talking about the Texas look good in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Country western.
Yeah. Well,
all right, Sherry,
I'll
go ahead and let you
thank
go
you.
Here. But, hey, I do appreciate you calling in, though, okay?
Hey, thanks for the time.
All right, no problem there.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. The best to you there. All right, and back on this thing here, of course, now they're doing direct attacks on the NRA about this shooting here, as if the NRA was out there one with their finger on the trigger there. And, of course, they keep trying to capitalize on these shootings across this country. And as Sherry and I just talked about, we never had all these prescription drugs. We didn't have the environment that we had when we were younger. And again, as Rivero and I and others, we used to take rifles to school to do our shooting, and there was no school shootings. There was photos from the civil rights era where the people were sitting there on the steps to protect people with their rifles, and there was none of these mass shootings and stuff. But of course, it's because society is being dumbed down. And in lieu of that, it's kind of like when Sandy Hook had happened there, that the Danbury Hospital there, they had sent messages 48 minutes before the police received their first 911 phone call. And now on top of that, we see that the Army has taught this Nicholas Cruz to shoot lethal weapons, and it showed him using his JROTC shirt. And I don't want to get into it there, but his mother was allegedly Jewish. He posted things about hating Jews. And I thought it was really interesting that of all the school shooters and such, that he was not shot. And that just really interesting to me, because usually they take out someone like that. So anyway, got more callers online here. Pat in Fort Worth, and then we have Rick in Arizona next. So, Pat, go ahead.
Hi, I'll try to be real quick about this. I think the churches are letting people down, the Christian churches, because they do have power over the devil. And there's demons they're saying that guy had. And down here we had a church shout out one time. And the guy had been to another church and asked them, do you know how to throw out devils? And they just shook their head and no. And so we're the ones that are at a fault if they're in church and you don't teach them, because the devil comes after real spiritual Christians. And I'm not saying that they'll collapse.
Right.
But with all the, I don't have TV. I can't stand TV except for a few things.
Yeah, Pat, there was a really good meme on Twitter earlier where it said, it says two cartoon characters where the one says, why are all these school shootings? Or what causes all these school shootings? And the other guy answers, when they took God out of the schools.
Sure. Everything started going up. Everything. But there's
a guy. Of life.
Yeah, on YouTube. His name is Pastor Begley, B-E-G-L-E-Y. And yesterday he was talking about devils and how we have power over the devils. And I know that. I lived in a place where they thought it was perfect. They had 13 covens of 13 witches each. And we had a group ourselves, and whenever we detected that they were praying harder than we were, we'd come out against them and stopped it. You can do it. You have power. I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, if you want to get biblical, remember that Satan was hurled down to the earth knowing that it was a short time. And so, of course,
Uh-huh. He's busy. And they don't have to be on drugs. They can just be the target that month or that day or whatever. I've seen it happen.
Yep. I'm going to let you go there, but I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thanks. And before I get to Rick there, I wanted to say one more thing. You know, Rivero commented on this as in Hawaii, but down there in Florida, they're already talking about demolishing the school just like they did at Sandy Hook. And Rivero had commented the fact that over there in Hawaii, they still have all the buildings that the Japanese strafed during World War II with all the bullet holes in them. And so why do they keep removing this evidence? That it just does not make sense. Anyway, Rick in Arizona, go ahead. How you doing?
Yeah, I heard they're going to bring that building down that shooter shot all those unfortunate students in.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, that's destruction of evidence. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, evidence to what? You know, the only mental illness I see is the American people that believes this flop.
Right.
You know, in about a month, you're not even going to remember who this guy is in a month. You remember the Batman shooter and Roof, and just go down the line. These guys are supposed to be, are they ever going to go to trial? Are they ever going to be convicted? They're going to get the death penalty? These people just disappear into cyberspace. This shit is fake, people.
Well, you know, that's, I've always said that, Rick. We never have access to morgue stuff. We never have access to any criminal records. We never have access to what the person who allegedly did it, where they're at, what prison, any of this stuff. Where'd they go?
Take a look at the Wall Street Journal. The weekend issue of the Wall Street Journal has got the picture of all the poor souls that were shot. But if you go to the those hometowns, you go to you see those people are in the local obituaries where they're really death certificates are. I don't know. If anything, what they do with these things, somebody might shoot somebody over a love spat, and it turns into a drill. If you think there's 17 dead children in that town, you have an undiagnosed mental illness, and it's called mass media radiated frequency. You're going to lose your guns. You're going to lose your AR-15s and your AK-47s because the legislation is already on the books in a lot of states. It's just sitting there on the shelf, waiting to be passed as soon as they figure they got enough people to fall for this crap. And they're going to keep rolling out these fake shootings until they get what they want. But hey, if you got an AR-15, dude, and you think there's any truth to this crap, you might as well just hand it in because, you know, they've got Big Mo on their side.
Yeah, well, Rick, remember, though, it's the same thing, though, with them disarming the veterans. You know. All right, sounds good. Yeah, because they're trained to fight against tyranny. Anyway, we'll be right back. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. The phone lines are open, and we'll be right back. And away you go. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk Radio. Truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk Radio.
Okay. Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, located in beautiful, sunny, I'm kidding, snowy Montana. Al Gore was seen out here with a blowtorch trying to heat things up. Anyway, also, you're supposed to use only Al Gore-approved traction devices, namely him. But anyway, you know, with this gun stuff, we also see them trying to push for proposing insurance for gun owners as the way to make them having to make it, you know, owning a gun unaffordable. And I've watched people who comment on this and other in the past shootings and the, you know, as to the absolute horror of guns. And I made this comment on Twitter, which has kind of gone viral in a way, that the fact is I will remain totally silent until I see people screaming out about the Homeland Security and ATF that have armed the cartels through Fast and Furious, that have attributed over 60,000 Hispanic murders down there in Mexico and Latin American areas, or that Congress has spent 700 and some odd plus million dollars, it's actually probably in a billion now, of arming and training all these terrorists in the Middle East that along with Libya and Syria combined have caused the deaths of over 500,000 people. And of course, the lost ammo that was announced at over $700 million worth of lost ammo in Afghanistan, which I looked up that ammo, and it was a co-type of ammo, which is to be used in all sorts of different various variations of rifles like AK-47, but it wasn't just particular to one. And, of course, these are all the same arms that are used by ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Al-Nusra, and the other fractions of Brand X moderate rebels. And, of course, as we see the U.S. lifting these ISIS alleged terrorists out to other areas, probably into Afghanistan, the video called, ISIL, Target Russia, it's on YouTube there, where it shows that the Taliban have teamed up with ISIL to go into Russia. And, of course, we have Joe Biden who says that the Taliban are not enemies of the U.S. We have the White House clearly defining that what Joe Biden said was true. And, of course, these, again, are just armed fractions used to cause what they call these military incursions into these areas to give the U.S. a premise to go in their so-called war on terror, to continually go into these countries illegally against international law. And I just can't see how Americans can sit by and look at the deaths of hundreds of thousands of other people elsewhere and that it only affects them when they see an American getting killed or allegedly killed. And then, of course, there's a story that you can Google, too, about how these crates of arms were dropped into the back streets of Chicago. And I only know one fraction of the government that uses crates to drop off arms. So, again, with the mass killings over in Chicago, you never hear this really exploited to the news there because of Rahm Emanuel and the old Chicago boys over there. But there's no outrage. It's only in these other areas. Like I say, Chicago, they can keep killing each other daily. But it's only in these other areas, whether it's a gay nightclub down in Florida, whatever. These are we are being socially engineered right now, as Rick down in Arizona said. I'm not sure why people would keep on believing this stuff when you realize that the U.S. financial system is at its crux, I guess you call it. More and more retailers are bailing. With more bankruptcies, the massive debt-to-income ratio, the system's going down. And, of course, one thing to prevent any massive uprising would be to take the arms away from the people. And, of course, there's always this one small group that is always after the guns. And Granny and I was talking about that. It's the same thing. And you know, when you hear these people talking, do a search on what their name or who their name is and look at all the think tanks and stuff that they belong to. This is what's really telling there, because it's not just Party A speaking for NBC or CBS News or something like that. These guys are put in there for a reason. It's because they belong to these think tanks. And, of course, these think tanks are the ones that are sitting there trying to drive the economy. Just like I had played a long time ago, well, about 3 weeks ago or so, where Hillary Clinton had admitted that that she gets her marching orders for the Council on Foreign Relations. You can Google that, or whatever your browser is. And watch that YouTube video there where she openly admits that. Now, she receives emails from the CFR to let us know what we're doing right or wrong, you know. But this, as Granny says, these psychological operations, these process tactics, these techniques and procedures. And I have more on this. My break is coming up here, but this gets into more or less the wars, plural.